You are listening to Insight here on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White. There's really never a dull moment in Washington, D.C., which makes covering it a nonstop activity. This week, we're looking at congressional hearings on the Mueller report and potential legislation coming out of its findings. The debate over congressional pay raises and appropriations bills having to do with California water projects, plus news from the presidential campaign trail. To talk about all of this is Emily Cadet. She's the Sacramento Bee's Washington correspondent and joins us from the nation's capital. Emily, thanks for being on Insight.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with tomorrow's hearing chaired by California Congressman Adam Schiff on the Mueller report. The committee will hear testimony from former executive assistant directors of the National Security Branch at the FBI. There was a Judiciary Committee hearing about the Mueller report yesterday with Nixon-era former White House counsel John Dean as a witness. How are you interpreting the purpose of these hearings?
Well, this is really House Democrats trying to keep public attention on the Mueller report and sort of the indeterminate results of the Mueller report. They have promised to continue to investigate, particularly on potential obstruction of justice in the White House. And on the one hand, they're trying to prove that they are holding the president's feet to the fire while not actually following through with impeachment, as some in their base would like. So this is sort of a middle ground they're trying to strike, investigating without impeaching at this point, while also, you know, trying to pursue some other priorities in the House. They talk a lot about health care, the leadership does, and they want people to know that they're working on, you know, the kind of the bread and butter issues that a lot of voters care about, as well as investigating the White House.
And Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also from California, is proposing legislation or legislative remedies to some of what's come out of the Mueller report, one of those being called duty to report. What is this and how does that work?
Well, essentially what she's looking at doing would be to require campaigns to report what could potentially be seen as election interference from foreign internationals or foreign interests. Again, I think this is largely symbolic. Nothing that the House would pass on this front would ever get through the Republican-controlled Senate. But this is, again, House Democrats trying to demonstrate that they are standing tough on the president, that they want to keep the Mueller report in the spotlight. They want to pursue investigations, and they also want to keep their base happy while people, some in the base, are clamoring for the House to move forward with impeachment right now.
Democratic Congressman Josh Harder, he represents Stanislaus County and then a portion of San Joaquin County, which includes Modesto, had joined a handful of other members introducing legislation to bar the $4,500 pay raise in Congress, keeping those raises from going into effect until Congress provides comprehensive health care coverage. Now, there was a decision, as I understand, made last night. Can you update us?
Yeah, so the Democrats in the House decided to pull that provision on the pay raise. It was getting a lot of flack from Harder and a lot of his fellow freshman representatives who got elected in 2018. They're in vulnerable districts, and I think you can kind of see how the attack ads would write themselves on this issue. You know, a lot of these Democrats will face competitive reelections, and they don't want to have their opponents running ads about how they went to Washington, and the first thing they did was give themselves a pay raise. So while the congressional salaries have not been raised in about a decade, and this is just sort of a cost of living increase, I think that it's the optics of it politically were just not going to work for Democrats, and so the House backed down and decided to pull that out of the spending bill that they're considering this week.
That's Emily Cadet, the Sacramento Bee's Washington correspondent. Emily, a lot of last week's news was centered around President Trump's demands on Mexico to deal with stemming the tide of people trying to cross into the U.S. There were threats of tariffs. What has the president gotten in exchange for pulling back the tariffs?
Well, essentially, there's a little bit of dispute on that, actually, because it depends if you ask the Mexican side of the negotiation or the American side. But what the president has talked about and what seems to be clear is that the Mexicans are stepping up and reinforcing some of the things that they'd already promised to do. So they're sending National Guard troops to the border with Guatemala, more troops than they had initially promised to send. They are also promising to work with the administration to hold folks who are applying for asylum, who are claiming they're refugees from Central America, to keep them in Mexico while those applications are being processed by the United States. And then there's an agreement to revisit the negotiations or the agreement in 45 days and again in 90 days and see how well that's working, in particular in terms of stemming the tide of migrants coming through Mexico from Central America. And so while the president has emphasized that he's not going to be raising tariffs on Mexico right now, he hasn't taken that threat off the table completely. It sort of depends on these numbers that we're seeing coming to the border.
The Trump administration says it will not continue talks with California over the standards for clean cars. Now, automakers appear to be siding with California, urging the president to restart negotiations. Help us understand what's going on here.
Well, essentially, the automakers were the ones who pushed the Trump administration to revisit this clean car rule. California has been able, under the Clean Air Act in the 1970s, to set its own emission standards that are more aggressive than federal emission standards, and a number of states had followed California's lead in doing so. Now, the Trump administration has challenged California's right to do that. They have proposed regulations that would roll back the emission standards that California has moved forward with, and what that risks is creating a patchwork, depending on how this all plays out in the courts, of course, because all of these disputes between California and the Trump administration seem to eventually end up in court at the federal level, and this one is expected to go up to the Supreme Court. And so in the meantime, what it's created is a lot of uncertainty, and for the automakers, it's actually a bad thing. So they want the entire country to have the same standard, and what they wrote in this letter to the president is that they wanted, instead of lawsuits and legal fights, they wanted the White House and the state of California to resume negotiations to figure out some middle ground. They don't like how far California was going with their emission standards, but they also don't want sort of this patchwork up in the air situation where they don't really know what standards they're supposed to meet, and different states could end up having different standards, and that would be quite messy. So that's sort of the state of play. But as you mentioned, the Trump administration has refused to restart the negotiations.
This tough one, I'm going to ask you to answer it briefly, which I know is very difficult based on the subject matter. But there are some appropriations bills up for a vote this week, and some will include money for water projects in California. These issues often pit environmental issues against industry. Is that the case here?
Well, you know what? This is an ongoing process with the appropriations, and so I don't believe at this point they're going to be pitting one interest against the other. The sums are fairly small in terms of what's actually targeted to California right now, but this is just on the House side. The Senate still has to do their whole spending process, and obviously with Republicans in control there, they have slightly different priorities. So this may look very different when we get through the Senate and end up with something they're going to have to reconcile.
Emily Cadet, the Sacramento Bee's Washington correspondent, speaking with us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Emily, for being on Insight.
It was good to be with you.
And we have more news at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.